From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Microsoft says it is ready to donate more than $1 billion worth of high-tech goods in order to settle scores of private class action lawsuits. These suits are separate from the antitrust case that is still being pursued by 9 states against the software giant. The private suits allege that Microsoft overcharged consumers. Under the proposed settlement, the equipment and services would go to the country's poorest public schools. Guy Nelson of member station KUOW reports from Seattle.
Most of the private antitrust suits against Microsoft were filed in the last few years, following the government's case against the Redmond-based software maker. The private cases were consolidated into more than 100 class action suits, representing up to 100 million computer buyers. With so many plaintiffs, the lawyers began to question the logic of pursuing the case in court. They concluded that even if they won, most of the money would be swallowed up by administrative costs and legal fees, leaving each plaintiff with as little as $10. So one of the plaintiff's lawyers, Michael Hausfeld, proposed a deal. Over the next 5 years, Microsoft would give computers and software to underprivileged schools, over 12,000 in all.
Students will get an opportunity that otherwise has been denied to them of having technology available to them for purposes of enhancing their educational experience as well as their knowledge.
Microsoft said it would file the agreement with a federal court overseeing the cases this afternoon. Company spokesman Bruce Brooks explains which schools would benefit.
The schools that we're targeting are those that we think are probably those most in need. So it's schools that have a student population where at least 70% of the attending students are eligible to receive free or reduced price lunches through the National School Lunch Program.
Microsoft would also provide training to 400,000 teachers and technical support. Altogether, it would cost Microsoft about $1.1 billion. Brooks says there are two reasons the company decided to settle rather than fight the case in court.
One, we decided that it was better to get this case behind us so that we could focus on the future, continue to innovate and create new products for our customers. And secondly, this was a wonderful way for us to be able to help some of the students and schools in America's most needy areas.
Not all the plaintiffs' lawyers think it's a fair deal. Some say the agreement won't curtail Microsoft's monopoly power and doesn't return enough money to consumers. Those lawyers also worry that if the deal goes through, Microsoft's brand name and products will have an even bigger presence in the nation's schools. While this made some lawyers uncomfortable, they concluded that Microsoft products are already so prevalent that students would have to learn to use them eventually anyway in order to get jobs. Plaintiff's attorney Hausfeld says the money awarded for software purchases could be used for products from any company, not just Microsoft. In the end, he says the plan has a much greater social impact than splitting up a monetary award to millions of plaintiffs.
I think this is an effort to create a permanent institution which will go beyond just a five-year term that could make a meaningful benefit to technology in these schools in perpetuity.
Washington State School Superintendent Terry Bergeson says the program will bring extraordinary benefits to thousands of disadvantaged students in the state of Washington and to millions of students across the nation. The agreement needs approval from a federal judge in Baltimore who is overseeing the class action suits. In another unusual part of the deal, the judge would determine the lawyers' fees, which would be paid separately by Microsoft. For National Public Radio, I'm Guy Nelson in Seattle.